producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Everybody's got a bud. Everybody's got a bud.
Now, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, broadcasting from the super facilities of AM 1060 WMEL. Roberta Fasanelli is here along with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. The Space Coast is celebrating SpaceX today. This is the coolest thing.
Did you see it?
No, I was actually, it's funny, when it took place, John Harper, who runs the station, and I were having dinner at the time this thing took off. It launched the Falcon 9 rocket into orbit. 11 different satellites went out and about, and then brought the 15-story booster back to Earth for a soft landing.
Wow.
Just 6 miles from where it took off.
Does that irk you a little bit that you were there when this historical launch took place?
Irk me?
And you were like in a Cracker Barrel eating?
Oh, better than a Waffle House.
The Waffle House is today. I get one shot of the Waffle House on the trip. One shot, that's it.
Then just think about that. I mean, this is history that they actually launched a missile and were able to have the rockets come back to Earth and land on their own. And you were eating at the Waffle, not the
Cracker,
Waffle,
cracker barrel.
And you're such a space boss.
All right. So here's John
Harper. I can assure you, he was not eating chicken fried steak.
No, I wasn't having chicken fried steak. I was having the fish, as a matter of fact. John Harper, who runs WMEL, informed me that I've been on the air here, Richie, for 20 years, which is a cool thing. We're going to, the next time there's a launch here in the morning during the hours we're on the air, I'm going to come back here so we can do it over the Cape. John won't be able to hear everybody necessarily because of our technical setup here. But just a quick thumb back for Roberta and Richie and Kenny and everybody who's listening. I think you and I were having dinner when this went up. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's SpaceX.
It was SpaceX. And what was fascinating was the fact that the first stage landed back here on Earth.
So the locals who are all wrapped up in this, much because of your coverage of it, what sort of, you know, when the basketball team wins in Chicago, there's a parade in the street. Do we ever have parades in the street here?
No, we haven't had that since the days of Mercury. Yeah, that's long gone on Cocoa Beach, where they would have a parade after each launch, but no, we haven't.
Wait a minute. You're powerful enough. You got a big signal. How about we start? Have a parade. I love a parade. Everybody loves a parade. After the next big launch, let's have a parade.
Well, there are a couple of big ones coming up, and I think the next time we, in 2 years, we launch Americans back into space, that would warrant it.
All right. Now, I want to know, can we do some research into one way so we can put Roberta on the one that only goes up and doesn't come back down?
She can hop a ride on one of the Russian Soyuz.
Yeah, get her to put her on the Russians.
Hey, give me
Yeah, the Ruskies.
Doug, ask John. I'm curious to see, you know, the Space Coast of Florida. It's a company town.
It is a company.
And now that the company town is not owned by the government, but is privately owned, I wonder how that affects the town and the people's attitudes towards the business.
No, the difference between private ownership and what goes on here versus public ownership in the psyche of the people who live and work here.
Actually, Richie, it's gotten to the point where there's not a whole lot of distinction between the two. You're either a NASA employee or you work for Lockheed Martin, Boeing, one of the other companies, or SpaceX. So I think it's just the fact that people are working, they have jobs, they're working on the space programs, plural. That's what everybody's happy about and concerned about.
Yeah, they've done wonders to the economy here. You can see it already because
I want to know more about You mentioned something about another American going into space. What's that all about?
Another American in space? Well, we're going to send people to the moon and to Mars before you know it.
Yeah, that is a couple of years away, and SpaceX has an assignment to go to the International Space Station with astronauts, and that will be, I believe, in 2 years. And so does Gateway Support, one of the other companies, they've been approved as well for launching Americans to the International Space Station, both of those coming in about 2 years.
But it won't be privates that will go to Mars or to the moon. That's going to be NASA. That's public stuff.
At the moment, it looks like it'll be NASA, but it could also be the private companies, too.
All right, so, so
everybody's involved.
How do you and I arrange to be the first broadcasters in space? How are we going to do that?
Yes!
Wouldn't that
be cool? I want to go.
Walter
Cronkite
wanted to do that. And he never did, but that would be cool if we could do that.
Yeah, why not? What the heck? What comes up must come down, one way or the other.
Roberta's already
in
space.
That's how I got into this business. I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be a reporter on the space program. Or I wanted to be the president of the United States, like JFK. So as I always say, I got two out of three. I got to the opportunity to report on the space program and got the opportunity to be the president of my own company. So
you never told me that. I didn't know you wanted to be president.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, we have royalty here among us. All right, so that's a good story. Thanks, John. All right, John's the one of the friendliest, most wonderful guys. He's one of the great broadcasters, and I really get a kick out of being around him because we're all from... Roberta's sort of cut from that same cloth as well. It's a neat, neat thing. The NASA folks... focusing on astronauts to Mars. If you look at the story that's from today's show at DougStefan.com, the Mars 2030 experience is underscored. This is a collaboration across NASA and the MIT Space Systems Laboratory that is going to debut in March of next year as a conference scheduled in Austin. This is a reality experience that will sort of put you, if I understand this, Kenny, correctly, you can use your computer to create the virtual reality of Mars and feel like you're there. This is going to be a bigger exhibition, but basically you can do this, I'm guessing, sooner or later at home, right?
Yeah, sometime in the next year or two, the virtual reality programs will be at a point where this will work, and it'll be just like you are standing on the surface of Mars.
My God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Huh? And so will this be something that'll be perfected enough to be available for people to buy at a reasonable price?
Yeah, you just have to have the virtual reality software, whatever extra hardware that you need to make it work.
Yeah.
But anybody would be able to do it.
Be able to do that, yeah. Isn't that what we're
doing? Well, almost
technology.
Amazing.
Doug won't be able to do it.
Of course not.
He'll be dead by then.
Doug can't work on Netflix.
Roberta, he'll be dead. And she's my friend, folks.
For a long time.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, my battery's running low, so she thinks. I know. There's a move behind the scenes. There are people who are trying to push me out, folks. They're trying to get rid of me so they can take over the Good Day program.
What's so behind the scenes about it?
Oh, okay.
Jennifer does that every day.
Yeah, right. 15 past the hour, Doug Stefan's Good Day program. Roberta gives us her Queen of Sheep report in a moment. If you haven't ordered Provia yet, you can still do it today. Best chance of the year to help somebody with a product that is superb when it comes to personal hygiene. This is something that's so easy to use. Comes from an all-natural serum, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work in the areas that have caused you not to get your hair back. This is all about your hair. If you've lost it, it's thinning, then these people pretty much have got it knocked when it comes to fixing the problem. I have all kinds of testimonies from people all around the country here who have gotten results. And by the way, you do get your hair back or your money back with Provia. It cleanses your scalp. It cleanses the things that are stuck, the gluck, using creamy shampoos and rinses and that sort of thing. Plug up, the residue stays there, plugs up your pores so the hair follicles under your scalp can't get through. So work this, if you will, for yourself or for other people that you know. A safe on colored hair, 800-525-8319. Yes, the guarantee is that you get your hair back or your money back. Call now, 800-525-8319. Order a couple of different jags of this. Get two bottles for the price of one. We get Provia and the Super Concentrate Provia, which cleanses your scalp even faster. So you're paying for one, getting two. 800-525-8319. You get your hair back or your money back. Roberta checks the Queen and Chief report in a moment here on Good Day.
My credit card debt was killing me. The interest rates were crazy. With Avant's lower fixed rates, I now have money and a life.
I needed money to pay off my credit card debt. Avant gave me a fixed rate that was way less than I was paying.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank. Join the thousands of people who have turned to Avant to pay off their credit cards at a lower fixed rate. There are no added fees or charges on unsecured loans, and you could have money in your account in as little as one business day, and it only takes a few minutes to apply. And right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates at no risk and to get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 7171. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day for approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Croissant sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich.
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the 2 offers per card per week. Plenty as a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
She's the queen of cheese, the diva of toasted
time. Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
The best days are upon us when it comes to sales. Roberta has the update as the queen of cheap here on Good Day.
Let's go to Target first. They've got Apple Watches for $349. Plus, when you buy it, you get a free $100 Target gift card. So essentially, the watch costs you $249. And I assure you, whoever you buy this for, they're going to love it. And I'm not anything from Target. No considerations here at all. Now, we got 3 for food. If you like Cheesecake Factory, everybody loves Cheesecake Factory, 2 free slices of cheesecake with every $25 electronic gift certificate purchased online. Outback Steakhouse gives you a free $10 bonus card with every $50 gift card purchase. And Texas Roadhouse gives you a free $5 bonus card with every $30 purchase. You can go on online and kind of, you know, print it out. It's
the
always
Pizza
a lot.
Pizza Hut is appealing this younger, hipper demographic they're trying to get to. They have a new clothing line, leggings,
Pizza
scarves.
Pizza Hut has a clothing line?
Pizza Hut
like,
has a
like
clothing
Lady Gaga?
Line. Yeah,
of?
Apparently. Yes.
I hope Pizza whatever Hut. It is, it stretches.
Clothing line. Check it out at DougStefan.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This lady is. Such a distinctive voice. Plus, she and her collaborators have been able to create this sort of distinctive sound that sounds, pardon the use of the word hip, but with it, today's music, there's something about her that has grabbed the attention of people not only in the English-speaking world, but all around the world. She's become just astronomically successful and fairly young when she got started, Kenny. Wasn't she? She started writing her own music, and she's 23, 24, and 10 years or so ago.
Her first single was released in 2007.
2007.
Yeah.
That was, she's only 27 now.
That's all she is.
Born
really.
In 1988.
Her voice just sounds older.
All right. So yeah, she sounds very mature. This song, "Rolling in the Deep." We're going to have a little Adele concert here. So in order of success, first one on the marquee is "Rolling in the Deep." Next one is "Someone Like You."
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Something
like this song. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me.
You know, you had just said something, Jennifer, about her sound being older. Kind of reminds me of Amy Winehouse, who sounded older as well.
And not in a bad way. Just
no, not at all. No, no, not at all. I don't think that Adele has the kind of problems that Amy Winehouse had by any stretch of the imagination.
I don't think so. Thanks.
Anyway, this is number two on the hit parade for her, "Someone Like You." Then there's the song "Set Fire to the Rain." The lyric lines of her songs are so penetrating and thoughtful. Kenny, does she write most all of this stuff? She has a collaborator, I think, right? Isn't that the story?
Good. Oh, I'm sorry. I think she writes most of it.
Yeah, I think she does.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. And she's
in fact, I think she even wrote the James Bond song.
Yeah. Well, let's do Rumor Has It first, then we'll do the James Bond song. Rumor Has It was the next number one song that she had after Set Fire to the Ring. That's a great story. That's what I like about her songs. Just very interesting and easy to follow stories in the song. Go ahead, Richie. Crank it up. Mentioned Skyfall, which was the theme from the last James Bond movie. She wrote it, but it sounds just like I was there. They released the Sam Smith new theme for the next James Bond movie. It's out later this month, right? Isn't that? I heard that the other day, and it's they all sound like James Bond.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It really is. I'll yeah. capture that. The current song is a song called Hello. It's become the first song to sell a million tracks in the first week. A million tracks in the first week for this song, Hello. Go ahead, Richie. What a great story. Great success story. Take your hat off to Adele. Now, how many people do you know? She kind of like Madonna. How many people do you know who you tell people their first name? And oh, yeah, Adele. Yes, the singer. Well, it all started with this song. This was her first big tune. From 2007, Chasing Pavements. So congratulations to this lady and all of her success. She deserves it. She's good, and we all know it and like it. Adele here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you died today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use it directly. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Last year. How's that for a good deal? Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Jen is out on assignment. Meanwhile, other names in the news. Chelsea Clinton having her second child this summer. Somebody else to go out on the stump. Right? Will the child be old enough to
That's right.
Go out in September, try to get a few votes? Babies do great things.
Oh, absolutely.
For the men and women who are running for office. So that's good. She's working hard on her mother's campaign.
It's all a political trick. They're just having babies just to get more votes.
That's right, Richie. You got it. Exactly. Bill Cosby underscoring he is not a bad guy.
Right.
Beverly Johnson has been one of his most vocal accusers, claimed he drugged her. Assaulted her in the 1980s. He is suing her for defamation.
Hey, hey, hey.
What about all the rest of the people?
I'm going to smack down on you legally.
How are you going to see? I've noticed something that is, I don't know whether it's the season or what's going on in our country. Richie, how often do you go out to eat? In the course of a week, you and your family or you by yourself. Well, let's talk about the family. Let's do this on a
family.
Once
on
a week.
Yeah.
Once on it. All right. Kenny, how about you and Lisa and your family? How often do you go out?
Probably a few times.
A few times a week. Is it normally to the same places, or do you go to different new places?
We mix it up.
Mix it up. I've noticed something. We eat out a couple times a week. Sometimes we dine out. Sometimes we eat out. There's a difference. Dining is time and enjoying the food, going to a really nice restaurant. And eating out is, for example, I'm on the road with Meredith, and we've stopped and eaten. You know, we have snacks that we eat in the car. Don't stop for lunch. Have a good breakfast at the hotel, oatmeal, eggs, that sort of thing. And then the snack in the car, we just keep driving and have something. Last night I had fish and salad, that sort of thing, and we went to a Cracker Barrel. John and his brother and his lady wanted to have dinner, so we went to the Cracker Barrel that's right across from the hotel we're staying. I couldn't get in the place. It was Tuesday. What was it? Last night? It was Monday night.
Yes.
For God's sake.
No, I know.
Monday night at a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And the line's out the door.
Yeah.
It is craziness as to people going out to eat.
You cannot go out in our area. Okay, I'm in a fairly populated area.
A residential suburban area.
20 minutes outside of D.C. Yeah. On a Friday or Saturday night, you're looking at an hour plus to get into almost any restaurant. And I must have...
An Olive Garden. Who waits in line for going into an Olive Garden?
I can't tell you how many hundreds of restaurants I have within 15 minutes of my house.
Yeah. And they're all... this is Monday night. I'm talking about Monday night.
Well, there's a little restaurant near us, Dogfish Beer. Dogfish Head Beer has a restaurant in my community.
Didn't you take us there? Didn't we go to eat there with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You cannot eat there on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday night without having to wait at least 15 to 20 minutes.
And so
it's always packed.
Okay, so what's going on in addition to the norm is that it's the holiday season. People are going out to eat.
No, if I think you look in general.
Numbers, but this holiday season, it seems restaurant sales are healthier than they have been because people are going out after work. Not that that's unusual, but they're making an evening of it. Instead of just going to shop, they're going out to eat and then go shop. Apparently, stores, the National Retail Federation, Restaurant Federation, says that the trend is up about 5-6% this year since last year. Most people pay with a credit card. I find that. I was looking at some of the stats here. And let's see. Does anybody ever pay? I can remember when I was a kid, every once in a while, when my father didn't have enough money, he'd write a check when you went to a restaurant. Ever see anybody write a check in a restaurant anymore?
No. No.
I'm just thinking about that. Writing a check when you go out to eat. That's an old
I don't know. Man, I can't imagine what a waiter would do if somebody handed them a check nowadays.
Yep. So over the restaurant spending will hit $709 billion before the end of the year in America. And there are all kinds of places. You go up and down the road, every single ramp, when you go down the highway, like we've been on Interstate, let's see, yesterday we were on 75 and 95, and you go almost in any community, you get off on the turnpike, and they're the same restaurants. On both sides of the street, up and down the street, same restaurants. You hardly ever find a local restaurant anymore. And we don't like the chains. We'll go to, I'm going to get one stop at a Waffle House. That's it. But generally speaking, looking for diners, we love to go to diners. And I see in league with all this other stuff, man, if you got stock in Chipotle, you might want to get rid of it. They took a beating yesterday again because there's another story.
Yeah.
A second outbreak of E. coli. A couple of weeks ago, a dozen of its diners became sick with a rare strain of E. coli. You got to look out for E. coli, salmonella, listeria, those sorts of things. So apparently, this is a tough, toxin producing E. coli that's sickened people in North Dakota, Kansas, and Oklahoma. And in each case, the person had eaten at a Chipotle the week that they got sick. Yes, Richie.
So Chipotle tries to have healthier quality meats,
Mexican
food,
right,
whatnot. So their vegetables are organic, mm-hmm. and their meats are
right.
And the vegetables are non-GMO, and mm-hmm. the meats are healthier, where they're not antibiotics and none of this. You think anybody will shortly start tying the attempt to have healthier food that doesn't have all the chemicals that keep it from having all these
bad
things.
What's the difference between, you're going to see Monsanto's going to wake up to this and take it
right.
Not, yeah, of course they are.
Monsanto's going to say, see, we protect you better than these organic foods can.
They're going to have a hard time with that one.
They are
but
killing
they
you.
So then the question is, are we making too much of it? Is it one of these things that grabs you because it's a headline that people get scared? I mean, look at the things that we've talked about in the last 3 or 4 days, the positive stories, and then you look at the negative stories and see what they create. And you know, 9 times out of 10, the stuff that's created, the rhubarb that comes out of it, is not the impact is non it's inconsequential. It's almost a non-starter. But yet they get so much attention in the news media, much the same as the Steve Harvey thing with the faux pas at the Miss Universe contest. And for God's sake, they even asked somebody interviewed Donald Trump and asked him what he thought.
Well, that's irrelevant. No, I mean, that's relevant because he used to own the pageant.
Yeah, he did. I know that. But I'm just saying that the whole stew about Steve Harvey and what happened as a result of his picking up the wrong card or having been given the wrong card by the producers, it was
he wasn't given it. He read the card wrong.
Well, apparently there were 2 cards, and he got the wrong card. I think that I heard. Anyway, Google and Ford.
Well, you know what else I heard?
What else you hear, Richie?
That there is a rehearsal for the whole show.
Yeah.
And that is the one part of the show that he did not rehearse.
Oh.
He wasn't there. Apparently he missed the rehearsal.
Why do you have to rehearse reading a card? Why do you have to rehearse?
Well, now we know, right?
Yeah.
Look what could happen. You picked up the wrong card.
I had the right card.
You read the card wrong or whatever.
A producer behind the scenes should have been able to say, okay, here's it. Give it to him as he walks out the door. Shouldn't have been up to him in the first place. Google, Ford, creating a joint venture to build self-driving cars. Big step by both companies toward a new business of automated ride sharing. These cars are ugly. And one wonders, people like me who have grown up, what'll happen? It's a lot like what we're finding happening in most of the political world. That are now coming along, the millennials are used to government involvement or interference or being involved in everything in their lives, so it's not unusual. So they're sort of putting up with it, or they're not objecting to it, much like I am or other people that are in this generation. So there's that. We know what our cars look like, and we have a feel for the engine out front and the boot in the back. These cars will come about in a generation that will make this the norm, the smart car that is so ugly and looks like it's so unsafe. That's basically what these electric cars look like, maybe a little bit bigger, but they'll become the norm. And we won't think, sooner or later in 100 years, when these cars are around, nobody will even remember what cars look like from the year 2015 or the year 1985 or whatever it is. It'll become the norm. It'll be accepted. There'll be 1.3 million of these cars in California, it looks like. And actually, they've been testing 53 different cars.
My buddies and I all got together this past weekend.
Yeah.
They were all, you know, we all have, many of us have muscle cars. You know,
yeah, right.
I have my 67 Bronco.
Yeah.
Joe
has
a 70 Boss Mustang.
Yeah.
And we're all like, when do we sell our classic muscle cars? Because at some point, the value is just going to plummet because there will be no combustible engine anymore, and you will not be able to buy gasoline.
They'll hold up as long as the cost of gas is $2 a gallon. I think the value holds up.
Well, even if it was $4 a gallon, the prices were going out of the roof. But once you can't buy gasoline anymore, because there's all these electric Google cars on the roads, and everybody's sitting around looking at their iPads while they're being driven to work.
Yeah,
that's when they die.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's a fair assumption.
So if anybody wants to buy my 67 Bronco,
call Richie at
888-336-3684. It's for sale.
It's for sale. You just got it. It's a great thing.
I know, but everything's for sale.
That's very true. Right, get the right price. Well, not everything is for sale. I have.
Everything.
I've got a 1950 Chevy pickup truck on the farm, and I've been offered a lot of money for it, and I haven't sold it. Outrageous amount of money? Yeah, I wanted to. All right. 15 before the hour. Because Jennifer's not here, I have the pleasure of bringing you the television report up next here on Good Day.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used Genucel and gotten the results that you wanted to. Genucel gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used Genucel the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of Genucel at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, and Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico can help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There was 57 times and
it's 48 past the hour now. Doug Stephan's Good Day program, television news from Fox. They have announced the last Republican debate before the Iowa caucus, and the next debate will take place on January 28th, 2 days before the Iowa caucuses. It'll be held in, the Iowa Events Center. All right, so let's see here. Reese Witherspoon in the television news. She's producing a drama project called Please Don't Go for ABC in development. It's an hour-long drama, and it's supposed to follow the personal and professional life of a ruthless divorce attorney. Let's see here. The president kicking off a new season of Comedians in Cars, Getting Coffee. Jerry Seinfeld, that has actually been around for quite a while now, hasn't it?
I don't get that show.
I think this is the seventh year.
Yeah.
Have you watched an episode, Ken?
I've watched one or two. It's very odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've it's watched a couple of them. It's just stupid.
Yeah. What I felt about it now that you said that, Kenny, the same way I felt about the Bill Murray Christmas special.
Yeah.
It was just odd. I mean, you got to have it. It appeals to very few people.
Jerry Springer driving around in a car with usually another comedian.
Yeah.
Just chatting and having coffee.
It's a show about nothing.
Right.
Again.
It's
really
a show about nothing. And apparently in this one, he and the president drive around in the on the South Lawn, and I think like a Mustang or something like that, have coffee and chat.
All right, Kenny, what's on TV that people would be excited about?
Not much. well, it's a lot of reruns. Fox is rerunning a Christmas special with the characters from the animated movie Ice Age.
Mm-hmm.
And ABC has Robin Roberts looking back at the year 2015. Exactly.
Okay, well, that'll be next week, man. Every television program, every news channel, it'll be a rehash of 2015. I'm hoping we can afford, well, we probably won't avoid it, so we'll try to treat it differently. But, man, looking back, you know what, instead of having who died in 2015, let's have who's still alive.
Pretty big list.
Pass the hour here on Good Day.
We'll be here until next year.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Into the travel mode here on Good Day, and Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, where they have the Frommer Travel Guide, is here to talk about Cuba and the best time to book your airline tickets. When do you find the lowest prices? I did some the other day. I'll tell the story on the air right after this on Good Day.
Now, cheap sight tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So if your child says they're going to hold their breath until they turn blue, should you buy it? Well, you got to pay attention to it, especially if it's a medical thing, but more often than medical, it's a manipulation thing. Here's the science of it. When little Billy holds his breath, carbon dioxide in his blood increases and causes his little brain to automatically stimulate the breathing center, and voila, he breathes again. But what's the cheap psychological trick that's going on? Give in, and the child learns he can get his way long before their face turns bright blue. Granted, if your child has an asthma or medical problem, you gotta be more sensitive, but as a general rule, parents need to be parents, and when they say no, they need to stick with it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
As previously mentioned, Pauline Frommer is here. We're pleased to have her great family name in travel, Frommers.com, where the Frommers travel guide is. So the big hoopla this week, Pauline, has been the government saying it's time for us to send some airplanes to Cuba, and not with bombs, but people. So how easy is it going to be to get from Miami or Houston, all the major southern hubs would be sending flights to Miami, right?
What this means is the airline executives now have the right to talk with the Cuban government and arrange for their crews to be able to stay overnight and for them to have places to land and all the things that they need to do before they can put into place direct air service. But I think it should happen pretty quickly. I'm thinking fairly soon, into the new year.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking they're going to land at the Havana International Airport, don't you think? That's the best place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm being a little
facetious. That's where they land. The problem is, once you land, where are you going to stay?
Havana has
already seen a 50% uptick in the number of Americans going there via charter flights, going to other countries to get there, and people have not been able to find hotel rooms.
That's
in fact, a lot of them are bunking in Cubans' homes.
Really?
People, Cubans are renting out a room to tourists. They're
so Airbnb houses. For Cuba. Maybe that's
the problem. Airbnb officially sells it.
Will they be able to, do they have the infrastructure, the hotels, the taxis, the restaurants, to be able to support everything that's coming their way?
They don't yet.
Right.
They're going to have to do a lot of building. That's why so many people are staying in people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen tour companies buy up huge blocks of the rooms that exist right now to make it harder for you to go independently. So, there needs to be a big building boom in Havana. I think that'll happen.
It will be.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. I want to be the first broadcaster to do a program down there, but you got to have the technology. And one of the things they sorely lack is even any kind of regular internet connections, right?
That's difficult. There aren't many ATMs. It's really a cash-based economy. You're not going to find places that will take American credit cards. So you got to go down with a lot of cash when you go there. But I'm very excited. I think it should be interesting. You know, before Castro came into power, Cuba was the single most popular Caribbean island in the Caribbean because it has the best beaches and gorgeous beaches and a really interesting culture.
Yes.
So I want to go.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's go together. What do you say? So if people want to get the lowest airfare, I had a three-jog trip coming up. I'm flying from West Palm Beach to Los Angeles, and then I'm coming back here the next week to Boston, and then I'm going from Boston back to L.A., and I paid the same amount of money, actually a little less, than what I've been paying most of the year to just do L.A.-Boston. So this is the time of year, right? And is there a day of the week? And somebody told me once Tuesday was a good day to book. Is that right?
You know, that used to be the good day to book, but there's this corporation called the Airline Reporting Corporation. What they do is they act as the middleman between travel agencies and the airlines, and they did a study of 26 million fare transactions. They did this 4 years ago, and they found that Tuesday was the best day to book. When they did it a year ago, they found that Sunday
is
now the best day of the week to book. So use your weekend.
Thank you. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guide here on Good Day.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? thanks to an exclusive formula. You can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.